Good morning. Welcome to the camp. I'm your host, Nadia Shamsuddin, and we've got a great show for you today. I want to talk with you today about the economy and the value of the U.S. dollar. And I'm just going to give you a couple of quick economic headlines for you. Retail forecasts expect 2008 sales growth to be the weakest in 6 years as economic slowdown pinches customers. Ouch. Wholesale inflation hike is now the largest in 26 years, and the U.S. Labor Department says that soaring energy costs from gasoline to home heating oil is responsible for the 6.3 increase last year. One thing I want to add to that is that the rising oil prices are a result of inflation, not the cause of it. And one last thing, Citigroup suffers $9.8 billion in losses, and more job cuts are expected. Well, because I believe that our personal attitudes about money stem from issues of character, I'd like to talk a little bit about that for a moment. I was not always the most disciplined about money when I was younger. Even though both my parents were economists, it took me years for me to learn about money, as I believe it does everyone. My mother, who grew up during the Depression, talked much about the scarcity of goods and the skills people needed to survive during that time. And yet there was a semblance of civility among people then. And I wonder how people are going to behave now when they suddenly realize the system has collapsed. If mothers can get into a fight in line for a Tickle Me Elmo doll, what will ensue when they have to stand in line for much more essential things? I can't stress enough the gut-wrenching feeling that keeps gnawing at me about our modern banking system, which is not really modern at all, and the sense that I have of where we are going to end up, not just in America, but on a global scale. Economies now are so integrated and global, it would be very hard for me to imagine much of the world being unaffected by the continued devaluation of the U.S. dollar. And even though we still make some things, motorcycles, airplanes, manufacturing overall has dropped so sharply while our consumption of imported goods increases. And by the way, do you know what we sell now to other countries more than anything else? What other countries are buying from us now more than anything else is our debt. And that's a scary thought. Not only are we the largest per capita consumer of oil, we also have a huge trade deficit, which is running about $65 billion each month. Now, if you do the simple math, it comes out so lopsided that it would be foolish for us to think that we will not experience the repercussions of foolish government policy that has perpetuated for so long. I'm sure you've heard the adage, the cure is worse than the disease. And it may be, because the longer that errant monetary policy continues, the greater the correction will have to be, if we even get a chance at a correction. I wonder if I'm talking to any pilots out there. If so, I'm sure you can relate to this analogy. I flew airplanes at one time, and any pilot knows that the longer you fly off course, the greater your correction has to be in order to get back on course. If you chart it out, it's just simple math. We're going to take a first break, and we'll be right back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Welcome back. And before we get back to talking about the economy, I had a couple of things I wanted to share with you. And the first thing is a word from one of our sponsors. You just heard Herbal Healer Academy, a longtime sponsor of RBN. Herbal Healer Academy is providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, information newsletters, and information on our ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials. Visit herbalhealer.com and let them know you heard about them on RBN. Well, I wanted to give out our number for you. I wanted to hear from you this morning. If you've got any comments, you want to weigh in, our number is 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I have a story that I wanted to mention to you that I'm going to be following about an Iraqi photojournalist who's working in Iraq for the Associated Press, and he's been detained there by U.S. troops. I'm going to be following this story and hopefully getting somebody to come on the show and talk about it, but I wanted to just brief you on it Associated Press photographer Bilal Hussein has been held in detention in Iraq by the U.S. military since April 12, 2006, accused of being a security threat. Yet during that time, he has never been charged with anything, nor has any evidence been disclosed to suggest wrongdoing. Instead, the military has pointed to a range of suspicions it says links Hussein to insurgents. An extensive internal review of his work by the Associated Press found nothing to indicate inappropriate contact with insurgents. Now the U.S. military plans to submit a written complaint against Hussein that would bring the case into the Iraqi courts. While AP is hopeful there will be some resolution to Hussein's case, AP has concerns that the lack of due process so far will put Bilal and his lawyers at an extreme disadvantage. Hussein, who's 36, is an Iraqi citizen and native of Fallujah. He started working for the AP in September 04. And by the way, information, he's one of more than 24,000 people being detained worldwide by the U.S. military. And in an update, Bilal Hussein and his attorneys have finally had a chance to learn about the allegations that the U.S. military has withheld from them since being imprisoned over 20 months ago. But they were not given a copy of the materials that were presented in December, which they need to prepare a defense for Bilal. Now, this is something I want to get straight so I can understand, because it doesn't make sense to me. Bush says we're in Iraq to bring democracy to the Iraqi people, which, by the way, is a misnomer, because we have a representative republic, a constitutional republic, not a democracy, but that's another day. And mind you, the Pledge of Allegiance says, and to the republic for which it stands. It doesn't say, and to the democracy. So, using their logic, though, if we're supposedly bringing democracy to the Iraqi people, and we claim as the cornerstone of our democracy that beautiful document called the Constitution, which gives us due process and habeas corpus, then how is it U.S. troops can imprison a man and not allow that man the same human rights we purport to uphold, and for the very same reasons that we say we're in Iraq? Mr. Bush, your war is rife with hypocrisy. Well, all right, I'll get off on that, but I am going to be following that story. I think it's an issue that's important to discuss, and it's another point that fleshes out the sheer hypocrisy of this war. I also wanted to comment on the report of what happened in the Strait of Hormuz between those Iranian speedboats and the U.S. naval ships last week. I know there's been a lot of talk about it in recent days about what happened in the Strait of Hormuz, but I just want to say a few things about that. The first time I watched the footage and heard the audio, I was so skeptical, and I'll tell you why. First of all, if those radio transmissions were supposedly coming from a speedboat, why did it sound like it was recorded inside a closed environment with audible voices in the background? And not only did the voice sound staged, but it was clearly not an Iranian accent. Now, I've been around Iranians all my life, and I would pick up their accent anywhere. And I assure you that the voice on the tape released by the Pentagon was not an Iranian accent. In fact, at the end of the transmission, if you listen to it carefully, you can hear that the guy actually loses his phony accent and pronounces the word minutes, just like an American. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? It's an insult to the American people. And the Fox News Network was all over it, analyzing it to death with Geraldo Rivera and all his coterie of lost souls around him. It was absolutely absurd. And is it not obvious to everyone that Cheney is absolutely chomping at the bit to start another war by invading Iran? Now, all this would be really funny if it were not so serious a ploy to dupe the American people. Now, I'd like to believe that many Americans recognized this story as a complete fabrication and a mockery of the truth. When the news report stated that the small speedboats turned away from the U.S. ships just seconds before being fired upon, that too seems much too much contrived. It's just too much of a coincidence to be reality. And while we're on the subject of Iran, I wanted to tell you a couple of brief stories, experiences of my own. Years ago, I had a friend who took his son to weekend camps that were established by the U.S. Navy SEALs. It's a program for kids as a ramp-up to training when the boys eventually come of age. Now, my friend relayed a conversation he had with one of the camp's commanders. He had asked the commander, "If my son were to study a foreign language, what would it be?" The commander's response was really surprising. He told my friend, "Your son should study Farsi, the language spoken in Iran." Now, bear in mind, this conversation took place over 18 years ago. In fact, that boy just came back from Iraq. He was one of the early Navy SEALs that went in before the ground troops got there. And about 14 years ago, while I was on assignment in Israel to write a series of articles based on interviews of members of the Knesset, I spoke with Benny Begin, who is now a resigned member of the Israeli parliament. I took special interest in Begin as he was the son of one of Israel's early political leaders. I asked him to speak freely on what was uppermost in his mind that day, and he did. Now, Begin was on a committee to examine military intelligence issues, and I was really struck by how much he kept hammering away about Israel's growing fear of Iran. And he kept saying, "You know, you guys in America, you have to worry too. You guys in America are at risk also." You know, I was really struck by the fact that he wanted to couple the risk that they feel in Israel with what he wanted to project on what we should be feeling in the U.S. So I just bring up those two brief stories to illustrate that this saber-rattling from the White House about Iran is absolutely nothing new. This has been going on now for so long. I'm sure they've had contingency plans to invade Iran for decades. And I just wonder if Cheney and Bush can take a break from the love of war long enough to breathe. I mean, shouldn't we step back and learn something, anything from the last few years? You know, historically, prudent governments maneuvered in light of the impact their political decisions would have on their people. Rulers were often reluctant to run headstrong into war and optioned to exercise the skills of diplomacy in resolving conflict. But here's the thing. What conflict is there between Iran and the United States other than that which is contrived, which we witnessed in recent months over the issue of their having capability to develop a nuclear arsenal? And after accusing them of that, why would we want to invade a nation we've accused of having that capacity? But that's right. We decided they didn't have it. Remember? Anyway, the lack of real, unmanufactured intelligence has been at the heart of the intense debate over the reason we invaded Iraq in the first place. So what are we to believe now? Well, I guess that's obvious. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And welcome back to the show. I want to give out our number again because I'd love to hear from you. That's 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. And over the years that I've been listening to RBN, it's very impressive to me how well-read and astute our listeners are, and I'd love to hear from some of you this morning. I wanted to conclude by just making one more statement about this issue with Iran. Just looking back historically, Iran at one time was an ally of the United States. It was our friend. The CIA put the Shah in power, and then the CIA took the Shah out of power, and then the Iranian revolutionaries under Ayatollah Khomeini took Americans hostage. Then we got them out. Well, privately funded commandos got them out anyway. Then we gave money and weapons to Iraq and told Saddam Hussein to pound Iran. Then we invaded Iraq. And then, well, we all know what happened to Mr. Hussein. I tell you, it's a tenuous thing to be friends with the United States if you also happen to have oil. Well, getting back to money, I wanted to share with you a piece that was in the United Press International, and even though it came out November 19th, 07, some of the things are still resonating with me. Sometimes I get surprised when I read things in the mainstream press that I say, wow, I've been thinking about that. I've heard someone say that on RBN. And if you listen closely, more and more pundits in the media are becoming a little more brave to not lie to the American people, which is what so many of the financial guys on TV are doing. It says forecast U.S. dollar could plunge 90%. A financial crisis will likely send the U.S. dollar into a free fall as much as 90%, and gold soaring to $2,000 an ounce, a trends researcher said. Now, if you remember yesterday, I think gold closed at over $900. It's unreal. We're going to see economic times the like of which we have never seen before, Trends Research Institute Director Gerald Celente said, forecasting a, quote, panic in 2008. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, he said in an interview. This gentleman, Celente, who forecasts a subprime market financial crisis of the mortgages and the dollar's decline a year ago and gold's current rise in May, told the newspaper the subprime mortgage meltdown was just the first small, high-risk segment of the market to collapse. And he spoke of derivative dealers and hedge funds, buyout firms, and other market players that will also unravel. There'll be massive corporate losses, such as those recently posted by Citigroup, and I mentioned that to you this morning. It's in the billions. And General Motors, as you know, which has been in decline for some time. Those things will be fairly common, he says, for some time to come. He also says he wouldn't be surprised if giants tumble to their death. The panic of 2008 will lead to a lower U.S. standard of living. Boy, that resonates with me, and I've been feeling that for quite some time. A result of all of this, next Christmas, he says, will have the effect of a drop in holiday spending. And that's interesting because when he said this, I was feeling that about the same time. I was feeling around last Christmas that this is going to be the last Christmas that Americans are going to spend in a retail frenzy like we always do. It drives the market. Retail at Christmas is 50% of a retailer's entire year. And that's going to come to an end. So why does it seem that millions of Americans are not paying attention to their money? You know, it seems to me that since there's more information now than we've ever had available to us, like programs on radio and television about personal finance, there are seminars and speakers and authors of best-selling books on how to manage your money, how to invest your money. So why does it seem that so many people in America should be better managers of what they have? Having said that, I do have to mention that so many financial talking heads on television, I believe, are flat out lying to the American people. Every time I hear one of them say, we're going to pull out of this economic downward spiral, it doesn't resonate with me. I think the number of foreclosures that they have been forecasting is going to escalate beyond their predictions. And, of course, there are going to be more layoffs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all by design, and I can't emphasize that enough. Nothing happens by chance. We have Davey in Texas on the line. If you'll hold with us through this next break, we'll get to you. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, we're back, and we have a caller calling from Texas. And Davey, welcome to the program this morning.
Well, good morning there, Nadia.
How are you today?
Oh, pretty good, I guess.
Could you tell me what station you're listening to us on?
Well, actually, it's on the Republic Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Internet?
Right, on the Internet.
Yeah, okay. And, do you have a comment for today?
Well, I was just listening to you. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a lot of different places between the U.S. and the Middle East. I went back and forth.
Okay.
I'm what you call a third culture kid. Grew up in a number of different places.
I see. Well, I had a lot of friends that were from the Middle East when I was going to school, and I know they generally tried to be real polite to Americans, you know, because Americans are, you know, for the most part, pretty stupid, especially when it comes to the Middle East. They only get to hear one version of the story, and it's frequently quite altered. Anyway,
now, are you referring to the news, or are you talking about churches and how they present the gospel and talk about Israel and all that kind of theology?
Right, the whole thing. You know, today Chuck Baldwin has a little thing about Ron Paul's Israel problem. You know. And the reality is like you were talking about the pilot analogy, you know, when you start getting off course, to make a correction, you've got to figure in how much those fuel costs. I mean, you know, are you going to reach your destination if you've burnt so much fuel? Isn't that correct?
You're right. And when you do flight planning, you have to allow for enough fuel in order to go into a holding pattern for 20 minutes and then be able to fly to an alternate destination. If something should go wrong with the airport where you're planning to land, you have to have enough fuel for those two incidences. So, yeah, it does consume a lot more fuel, and the analogy there is
so
energy.
If you're a pilot, you don't get to deficit spend with your fuel supply?
Well, you can do that, but it's called crash boom, and you die. Yeah.
So you don't get to try that intelligence failure situation again?
No. Aviation's pretty unforgiving. Mother Nature and that thing called gravity, they're pretty unforgiving.
Right. Well,
you have to work within the boundaries of it. And the alarming thing that I have witnessed, especially in the recent months of the discussion about bailing out some of these people who are facing foreclosure, the government needs to take their hands off of that. They need to allow the market to correct itself. We have to experience the repercussions of bad choices. I mean, that's, you teach your children that, right?
Right?
It's a principle that's pervasive.
Well, I sat through a semester of Dick Armey's economics class there back before he ran for Congress in 84. But the politeness that when you use that word government, you know, if Americans would ever bother to study their history, they would see that those words written, you know, in the Declaration and the Constitution, do not in any way describe the criminal enterprise operating today that they call government. And they usually use the words our government, you know. Well, the fact is that, you know, somebody like Roosevelt declared bankruptcy back there in 33 and called in all the gold. The question is, who did he declare bankruptcy to? Because that entity, whatever that people want to call it, is what we would refer to as our government, because they make the decisions. Of course, we don't get to vote on them. We don't get to do anything but just endure the consequences, basically.
Well, ostensibly, when we vote for these men and women to go to Washington, that is our vote. We invest confidence in their ability to choose according to the Constitution, to legislate according to conscience and what they believe their people back home want. So,
do you think, though, that really, you know, like that movie The Matrix, it's just an illusion?
Well, unfortunately, I do think it's an illusion, and I wanted to comment on something you mentioned about the forefathers. You know, the language of everything they drafted addressed the issue of potential abuse of power. They were very much aware of it, and when you think about where they were coming from, having lived under the crown and all of the injustices that they saw from that, they were acutely aware that when they drafted the Constitution and other documents, that they had to have built in balance of power, that was extremely important, because they understood the nature, the human nature of man, and unless kept unchecked, is basically evil. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. We've heard that all our lives.
Have you ever heard of Dr. James Bill?
No, I have not.
He used to teach politics of the Middle East down at the University of Texas in Austin back about 1986, I think it was. He went to William and Mary and headed the political science Middle East department at William and Mary. Well, I called him back about 4 or 5 years ago, I guess it was, and I figured, you know, he should be on MacNeil Lair and all these news programs talking about Iran, because he had actually been brought in to see Jimmy Carter before that so-called hostage rescue mission.
Mm-hmm.
because he had done his postgraduate work in Tehran and was familiar with the area there. And he explained that the way Washington worked back then, that, you know, that balance of power was offset specifically by the founders. He described it as, you know, you have these varying departments competing for the same information, basically, you know, and that they were very territorial. Specifically, you know, there are people like the Office of Naval Intelligence and the CIA and the ASA and DIA and all the various so-called intelligence groups that work out there under the guidelines of providing a national security for the United States. The point being that when our so-called alleged government is actually run by a foreign entity that has other designs and agendas that don't benefit the American people, then we have to take a hard look at what we're really seeing. And, you know, I would just encourage you to have somebody, you know, like a survivor of the USS Liberty attack, you know, on to describe how they feel about the Zionist entity in the Middle East. Have you ever heard of Pastor Peter Peters?
No, I haven't, but I did want to comment on what you just said. Okay. Actually, Rick Adams and Michael Collins both have had people on there from the USS Liberty, and they have discussed that at length. I think it is a startling historical piece of evidence that points to the duplicity of the workers of iniquity in Israel. And I've been in Israel 5 times on different assignments and for different purposes. I was in the Knesset. I was strip searched and detained and questioned many times because I have an Arab name. And there are things that I heard and learned and observed that
you won't hear
in the mainstream press. And it is an important, it's a very, very important thing to discuss. But I just did want to mention that they have been on RBN, a number of these gentlemen.
Oh, yeah,
have been on.
Absolutely. You know, my point is this, that until we address the fundamentals of our language, and specifically that if people would ever bother to actually read the Bible, even though it's been tampered with, they can still find out that at no time in the history of the world have these people, especially the Ashkenazim Khazars, the converts to Talmudic Judaism, at no time have they ever been Israel, because Israel is a people, and there are 12 tribes, and they have just never been Jewish until enough people who claim to be Christian got stupid enough that they would believe such a lie. And, of course, that's where all of the terrorism on planet Earth comes from. Have you ever read or seen the Encyclopedia of the Palestine Problem by Isa Naqvi?
I've heard about it. I've not read it.
Mm-mm. Well, you can see it online. You know, it's online now, so you can read it. And if you go there and you read about how the Palestinians were treated specifically at villages like Deir Yassin back in 1948, then you'll see, my goodness, no act of self-defense should ever be called terrorism. But because we have terrorists that run the media in this country and print currency, literally, and then people want to sit around and talk about, oh, boy, we got inflation problem coming along here. I guess we better exclude Ron Paul from the next debate, you know, because he can talk intelligently about what causes it, you know. Anyway, let me ask
you something about what you just said. Do you see a correlation between and perhaps a prophetic shadow of what you just mentioned between the Palestinians and the Israelis and how the Palestinians were met at their front door at gunpoint and immediately told to leave their home?
You know, though,
do you see any prophetic shadows of that? Maybe, do you think that we're going to face any of that in the United States one day?
Oh,
is that a foreshadow?
That's the whole point. If you go through there and read the Bible with the understanding, especially in the Old Testament, the minor prophets, that the people who are Israel are not Jewish. They're the descendants of the 12 tribes scattered
right
abroad, and of course they're, you know, European nations and America, and it's very quite specific there what will happen. I mean, you know, truthfully, Obadiah puts the cherry on the top the best, but the point that I'm trying to make is there is just simply no reward for being deliberately and maliciously stupid. As Americans, we have got to start looking at what the facts and the truth is and then do what's in our best interest. And our best interest is not bending over for a bunch of lying murderers claiming to be God's chosen people.
Well, you know, this theology, though, it entered the church. It's been now quite some time. It's been well over 100 years that this errant theology and this errant interpretation of the word. Yeah, and but I'll tell you, it's frightening because it's now 2006. I was on my way to Beirut, and when the war started, I ended up having to stay in London and come back home. I didn't make it to Beirut. And when I returned home, I was in shock. My family lives in Lebanon, and they were bombing, and I was stuck to the television and the telephone for a couple of months, depressed, not knowing what was going on. It was very, very disturbing. But what happened at home for me was also very hurtful, and a number of people that I thought were my friends, when I sent out an email simply telling them of my ordeal and that a number of my family members had to be evacuated, and that could have been me if I had been there just 2 days later, I got a litany of vicious emails from people that I thought were my friends. And I thought, well, I didn't know you were an Israeli. I didn't know that you were a pro-Zionist. We never discussed those things. So in one fell swoop, in a handful of emails, I effectively lost a number of people whom I had considered to be friends. This thing is running so deep in the American psyche, and it extends beyond the church. But if you look at the prophets that people like John Hagee are making, I'm not calling him a prophet, I'm talking about his financial profits from the sale of his books and tapes and CDs and his television program and all the money he takes in, it's, on last account I heard, approaching $1 billion. And it is amazing to me how this can be propagated so effectively, so extensively, and the church is asleep about it. No one is standing up and saying people like John Hagee are teaching heresy. And I'll say that what it is, it's heresy.
Actually, there are quite a few. They're just not covered by the mainstream so-called media.
There you go.
You know,
that's it. Yeah.
Of course, we see that a lot in this country. You go to try to have a conversation with somebody about what the facts are, and since they didn't see it on TV, it didn't happen. You know.
Well, I'm really enjoying this discourse with you, Davey, but we did actually start out talking about the economy, and I'd love to hear any comments that you have.
Well, I was just going to say that breadcrumb trail leads back to John chapter 8 in the temple treasury, and those were not Islamic extremists talking Yiddish there to the Messiah in John chapter 8 and verse 42, when he tells them straight up about their so-called alleged economy. Now, the fact is, truth really matters, and doesn't matter how many lies they tell and how many little idiots they get to believe their lies, the truth is still the truth. And our economy in this country started off with silver and gold, and you can go look at every state constitution and see specifically that that's how money is defined. The dollar is attached to the specific weight of grams of silver, and not how many Federal Reserve notes get printed. And so, you know, if people want to go to the carnival or the stage play theater and take part in a fantasy, well, they're perfectly have every right to do that, but they got to come out in the bright light of day and deal with the facts and the truth. And it's just like in that movie, The Matrix, it's an ugly reality developing. But for those people that believe in the truth, they can read Psalm 91 and take some consolation in the fact that God doesn't lie.
Well, I agree with you. And frankly, I've wondered how it has been feasible that we have gone on as long as we have without an extreme correction in the economy. Part of that has been because of the foolish policies of the Federal Reserve in just printing more money. Well, we'll just crank up the machine and put some more out there. And And every time I hear that, I scream, this is where inflation is coming from. Isn't anybody minding the farm? And the answer in my head comes back and says, no, the inmates are running the asylum.
Yeah, that's being polite. These are crazy psychopathic inmates, you know, that are these are criminally insane. It's no way around it. But the reality is that we can't take part in a false reality. At some point in time, we have to start daily engaging in truth to the point that we're so disassociated from their false reality that it just ceases to exist because they're losing. This is like, remember the wisdom of Sam Nunn the other day?
Oh, share that with me. I didn't hear it.
He said, well, you know how those guys over in Georgia talk. Anyway, he says, yeah, if you're just out taking a walk and you think you're a leader, look over your shoulder and see who's following you. There's nobody following. Man, you're just taking a walk.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
We're going to take a short break. Davey, I appreciate your call today. God bless, and
God
continue
bless
listening.
Too.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
And we're back. Just going to wrap things up for today. I had a couple more things I wanted to discuss about the economy, and I appreciated that call from you, Davey. Thanks for weighing in this morning. And I just want to urge everyone listening today to take stock in your money. Begin to live more frugally and think twice before going into debt, especially for silly stuff you really don't need. Get a plan to get rid of your debt. I have a friend who is a top-rated radio personality out west, and she makes a pretty good salary, but she was willing to work a paper route for several years, and now as a result, she's been able to pay off her mortgage, and she feels really good about that. There's power in sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen, and it will take sacrifice for many people to get out of debt, but it can be done. Now, I know I've brought up two issues today, government monetary policy as well as personal finance, but it strikes me as interesting how the two are sort of running aground simultaneously. Now, I realize that we're all wired differently when it comes to money, and it's a complicated thing in terms of what makes us do the things we do with money. One friend recently related a story to me of his friend who had just divorced, and he went out and spent $6,000 on a mammoth television. All the while, he was saying to himself, well, she can't say no to me anymore. Now I'm going to go out and buy anything I want, and she can't say anything about it. Now he's trying to get rid of that monster for $1,000. Guess he showed her. But you know, it's true. We do emotional things with our money, which is why we need our own fiscal policy. Excuse me, just like governments do. Personal debt in America has reached an unprecedented high, and it's climbing higher still. And even though some of these numbers are a couple of years old, it certainly indicates a trend. According to the credit card industry, over 6 billion credit card offers were mailed out to the U.S. households in 2005. That averages about 6 offers each month per household. In 2004, credit card companies raked in about $43 billion in fees associated with late payments, balance transfers, and over-limit fees. That's what I call stupid money, paying on debt service. It's just stupid. It's not necessary if you manage properly. Total U.S. consumer debt, now this includes installment debt, but it doesn't include mortgage debt, according to the Federal Reserve, reached $2.46 trillion in June 2007. The U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world, even though it has been devaluing. And some of the questions that harass my thoughts are, first of all, what is China going to do? The Chinese own $1.5 trillion in reserves. Now, China sells a lot more stuff than it buys, so think of it kind of like the U.S. in reverse. And my question is, and it's anyone's guess, how long will they hold those dollars in reserve? And there are other countries like Japan that also hold over $1 trillion in reserve, and the Japanese economy is not in great shape either, by the way. And some oil-producing countries like Iran price oil in euros. Who could blame them? Does that mean the term petrodollar will soon be obsolete? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have for today. Thank you for listening to Escape from Freedom. I'm Nadia Shamsuddin. And remember, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Have a good day.
With recent international flights.